Day 329, Saturday, December 30th. 1 Kings 2, 1 Chronicles 29 26-30, and 2 Samuel 23 1-7. 1 Kings 2 1-46 NKJV. Now the days of David drew near that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth, be strong, therefore, and prove yourself a man, and keep the charge of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, his commandments, his judgments, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn, that the Lord may fulfill his word which he spoke concerning me, saying, If your sons take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, he said, You shall not lack a man on the throne of Israel. Moreover, you know also what Joab the son of Zeruiah did to me, and what he did to the two commanders of the armies of Israel, to Abner the son of Ner and Amasa the son of Cheter, whom he killed, and he shed the blood of war in peacetime, and put the blood of war on his belt that was around his waist, and on his sandals that were on his feet. Therefore do according to your wisdom, and do not let his gray hair go down to the grave in peace, but show kindness to the sons of Barzillai the Gileadite, and let them be among those who eat at your table, for so they came to me when I fled from Absalom your brother. And see, you have with you Shimei the son of Gera, a Benjamite from Baharim, who cursed me with a malicious curse in the day when I went to Mahanaim. But he came down to meet me at the Jordan, and I swore to him by the Lord, saying, I will not put you to death with the sword. Now therefore, do not hold him guiltless, for you are a wise man and know what you ought to do to him, but bring his gray hair down to the grave with blood. So David rested with his fathers, and was buried in the city of David. The period that David reigned over Israel was 40 years. 7 years he reigned in Hebron, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years. Then Solomon sat on the throne of his father David, and his kingdom was firmly established. Now Adonijah the son of Haggith came to Bathsheba the mother of Solomon. So she said, Do you come peaceably? And he said, Peaceably. Moreover he said, I have something to say to you. And she said, Say it. Then he said, You know that the kingdom was mine, and all Israel had set their expectations on me, that I should reign. However, the kingdom has been turned over, and has become my brother's, for it was his from the Lord. Now I ask one petition of you, do not deny me. And she said to him, Say it. Then he said, Please speak to King Solomon, for he will not refuse you, that he may give me Abishag the Shunammite as wife. So Bathsheba said, Very well, I will speak for you to the king. Bathsheba therefore went to King Solomon, to speak to him for Adonijah. And the king rose up to meet her and bowed down to her, and sat down on his throne and had a throne set for the king's mother. So she sat at his right hand. Then she said, I desire one small petition of you, do not refuse me. And the king said to her, Ask it, my mother, for I will not refuse you. So she said, Let Abishag the Shunammite be given to Adonijah your brother as wife. And King Solomon answered and said to his mother, Now why do you ask Abishag the Shunammite for Adonijah? Ask for him the kingdom also, for he is my older brother, for him, and for Abiathar the priest, and for Joab the son of Zeruiah. Then King Solomon swore by the Lord, saying, May God do so to me, and more also, if Adonijah has not spoken this word against his own life. Now therefore, as the Lord lives, who has confirmed me and set me on the throne of David my father, and who has established a house for me, as he promised, Adonijah shall be put to death today. So King Solomon sent by the hand of Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and he struck him down, and he died. And to Abiathar the priest the king said, Go to Anatoth, to your own fields, for you are deserving of death, But I will not put you to death at this time, because you carried the ark of the Lord God before my father David, and because you were afflicted every time my father was afflicted. So Solomon removed Abiathar from being priest to the Lord, that he might fulfill the word of the Lord which he spoke concerning the house of Eli at Shiloh. Then news came to Joab, for Joab had defected to Adonijah, though he had not defected to Absalom. So Joab fled to the tabernacle of the Lord, and took hold of the horns of the altar. And King Solomon was told, Joab has fled to the tabernacle of the Lord. There he is, by the altar. Then Solomon sent Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, saying, Go, strike him down. So Benaiah went to the tabernacle of the Lord, and said to him, Thus says the king, Come out. And he said, No, but I will die here. And Benaiah brought back word to the king, saying, Thus said Joab, and thus he answered me. Then the king said to him, Do as he has said, and strike him down and bury him, that you may take away from me and from the house of my father the innocent blood which Joab shed. So the Lord will return his blood on his head, because he struck down two men more righteous and better than he, and killed them with the sword, Abner the son of Ner, the commander of the army of Israel, and Amasa the son of Cheter, the commander of the army of Judah, though my father David did not know it. Their blood shall therefore return upon the head of Joab and upon the head of his descendants forever. But upon David and his descendants, upon his house and his throne, there shall be peace forever from the Lord. So Benaiah the son of Jehoiada went up and struck and killed him, and he was buried in his own house in the wilderness. The king put Benaiah the son of Jehoiada in his place over the army, and the king put Zadok the priest in the place of Abiathar. Then the king sent and called for Shimei, and said to him, Build yourself a house in Jerusalem and dwell there, and do not go out from there anywhere. For it shall be, on the day you go out and cross the brook Kidron, know for certain you shall surely die, your blood shall be on your own head. And Shimei said to the king, The saying is good. As my lord the king has said, so your servant will do. So Shimei dwelt in Jerusalem many days. Now it happened at the end of 3 years, that two slaves of Shimei ran away to Achish the son of Maacah, king of Gath. And they told Shimei, saying, Look, your slaves are in Gath. So Shimei arose, saddled his donkey, and went to Achish at Gath to seek his slaves. And Shimei went and brought his slaves from Gath. And Solomon was told that Shimei had gone from Jerusalem to Gath and had come back. Then the king sent and called for Shimei, and said to him, Did I not make you swear by the Lord, and warn you, saying, Know for certain that on the day you go out and travel anywhere, you shall surely die? And you said to me, The word I have heard is good. Why then have you not kept the oath of the Lord and the commandment that I gave you? The king said moreover to Shimei, You know, as your heart acknowledges, all the wickedness that you did to my father David, therefore the Lord will return your wickedness on your own head. But King Solomon shall be blessed, and the throne of David shall be established before the Lord forever. So the king commanded Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and he went out and struck him down, and he died. Thus the kingdom was established in the hand of Solomon. 1 Chronicles 29:26-30 NKJV. Thus David the son of Jesse reigned over all Israel. And the period that he reigned over Israel was 40 years. 7 years he reigned in Hebron, and 33 years he reigned in Jerusalem. So he died in a good old age, full of days and riches and honor, and Solomon his son reigned in his place. Now the acts of King David, first and last, indeed they are written in the book of Samuel the seer, in the book of Nathan the prophet, and in the book of Gad the seer, with all his reign and his might, and the events that happened to him, to Israel, and to all the kingdoms of the lands. 2 Samuel 23:1-7 NKJV. Now these are the last words of David. Thus says David the son of Jesse, thus says the man raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel. The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and his word was on my tongue. The God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spoke to me, he who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God, and he shall be like the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without clouds, like the tender grass springing out of the earth, by clear shining after rain. Although my house is not so with God, yet he has made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and secure. For this is all my salvation and all my desire, will he not make it increase? But the sons of rebellion shall all be as thorns thrust away, because they cannot be taken with hands. But the man who touches them must be armed with iron and the shaft of a spear, and they shall be utterly burned with fire in their place. Daily Deep Dive, the UCG reading program states, in addition to David's commands to Solomon to live uprightly before God, David gives Solomon some last-minute instructions, telling him to take care of some unfinished business. David had never properly dealt with Joab. Siding with Adonijah was the last straw, and David commands Solomon to deal with Joab's transgressions accordingly. Remembering Absalom's rebellion, David especially singles out Barzillai for a reward and now feels that Shimei should be held responsible for his malicious behavior. In his final psalm, David says that God directly told him that he who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God, 2 Samuel 23:3. This recalls the type of individuals Moses was to seek out to place in positions over God's people. Able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, Exodus 18:21. Indeed, David himself, in spite of his mistakes, was such a man. As God will later state about him, David did what was right in the sight of the Lord, and had not turned aside from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life, except in the matter of Uriah the Hittite, 1 Kings 15:5. This does not mean that David sinned only in this one matter. It means that only once in his spiritual life did he really stray far from God, defying him through serious disobedience for an extended period. Still, he repented, and despite his egregious transgression in this matter, David was, overall, a man after God's own heart, see Acts 13:22. David then dies at the age of 70, after reigning a total of 40 years following the death of Saul. But that, of course, is not the end. 4. He will one day rise again, at the resurrection from the dead, into the kingdom of God to reign over Israel once more, see Jeremiah 39, Ezekiel 37:24. But he will then live and reign as a perfect being, as David himself well knew, once having prayed to God, as for me, I will see your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness, Psalm 17:15. When David responded to Nathan's parable following the death of Uriah, he stated that the man in the story should have to pay fourfold for the death of the poor man's lamb, see 2 Sam 12:1-6. It is interesting to note that the scriptures explicitly record the subsequent untimely deaths of four of David's sons, the child born of his adultery with Bathsheba, Amnon at the hand of Absalom, Absalom at the hand of Joab, and finally Adonijah by the order of Solomon. Adonijah had been warned to watch his behavior very carefully, 1 Kings 1:51-53. His natural birth order had given him a solid claim to the throne. He has the support of the former chief army commander and one of the two highest-ranking priests. Having Abishag would increase his claim a bit more, since the virgins of a king's harem apparently were considered part of the royal property inherited by the next king, 2 Samuel 12:8. The Greek historian Herodotus says that among the Persians a new king inherited the previous king's harem and that to possess the harem was taken as title to the throne. While no such custom is, explicitly, expressed in scripture, Absalom's earlier public appropriation of his father's concubines did symbolize his determination to take David's throne, 2 Samuel 16:21-23. Solomon rightly took Adonijah's request for Abishag, who had been David's concubine, as an indication he was still plotting rebellion. Bible Reader's Companion, note on 1 Kings 2:13-25. Using Solomon's own mother as an unwitting accomplice in the plot to boost Adonijah's image was the last straw. Solomon is swift and decisive in dealing with his brother's transgression. Partly because of suspected collusion, verse 22, Solomon formally deposes Abiathar, and apparently the rest of his family, from any further role in the priesthood. Zadok's appointment to replace Abiathar as priest fulfills the prophecy given long before that God would raise up a faithful priest to replace the line of Eli, 1 Kings 2:26-27, 1 Kings 2:35, 1 Samuel 2:35, Ezekiel 44:15. Then Joab is executed as a suspected accomplice, which also fulfills David's directive, 1 Kings 2:5-6. Shimei, not part of the immediate incident, is given a rather mild sentence to remain in Jerusalem, but under penalty of death if he leaves. After 3 years, though, it seems he forgets the seriousness of the penalty, or Solomon's resolve to carry it out, and he also is executed. And, I don't have anything to add to today's reading.